Got any music?
What kind of crap is this?
Wow. Never heard that one before, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Open your mind and open your ears.
What is this?
This isn't new music. You just haven't heard it yet.
There's just so many options.
This is the Subgenrepedia.
Welcome to the Subgenrepedia. Your attention is very important to us. Please wait while we direct you to the nearest music expert. Your patience is greatly appreciated.
Wait, don't leave yet. I was just kidding, I promise. You are not on hold with customer service. And you are not waiting for what seems like forever for the elevator to reach the 23rd floor of your office. No, no, no. This is Muzak. I'm Alex Neal, and this is the Subgenrepedia. Today, we are diving into the genius behind Muzak, spelled M-U-Z-A-K. Commonly referred to as elevator music, Muzak is more than just casual, upbeat, low-profile music you hear while sitting in the lobby of a hotel. It actually has scientific purposes behind its creation and popularity in the 1960s and 70s. To understand why Muzak seems to be everywhere, always getting stuck in our heads, we have to travel back to the 1920s. In the early 1920s, the U.S. Army's Chief Signal Officer, Major General George O. Squire, created a way of transmitting signals across electrical wires without a radio. At this time during World War I, the radio was still making its way into the mainstream and been starting to become a normalcy in American homes. So sending music through these wires were appealing to businesses and residents. Squire formally founded Wired Radio Inc. in 1934 to develop his invention, but the radio had since become a staple in American households. In light of new competition, Squire played off of the successful film and camera company, Kodak, changing the name of Wired Muzak to Muzak. To distinguish itself from radio, Muzak targeted a different audience outside of the American citizen. Squire went after a more niche market. Muzak would become the leading provider of background music for stores, restaurants, office buildings, hotels, and executive clubs. Because Muzak did not have the rights and access to libraries of the popular music, they brought in their own musicians and orchestras to record original pieces and standards that would be wired into clients' businesses. This move would prove successful for Muzak, and the company built up a rather reputable-sized library and archives of famous works. According to Muzak, the company owns some of the few surviving original recordings of jazz legend Caspar Riordan, better known as the world's hottest harper. At the turn of World War II in the 40s, there was a need for increased work in American industrial production. In light of this demand for more, researchers found that Muzak actually boosted worker morale and increased production. Squire and Muzak patented a system called stimulus progression, in which 15-minute intervals of Muzak was played to listeners. As the music transitioned to easy listening and slightly more intense, there was a subconscious pull to work faster. This business model and supposed scientific studies helped sell Muzak's product to businesses. It was evident Muzak was beginning to reach the masses. Thank you. During its peak, we saw Muzak breach its way into the White House. During Eisenhower's administration, the White House was wired for Muzak in 1953. Even John F. Kennedy had Muzak on Air Force One. But Muzak reached even further than the likes of presidential airplanes at the White House. The Apollo 11 mission used Muzak to calm the astronauts aboard the shuttle. As Muzak was introduced into public spaces, its influence grew. Restaurants wired with Muzak had speakers hidden among large plants that people called potted palm music. In elevators, the lighthearted tunes were played to soothe the nerves of riders, and thus the term elevator music was coined. Muzak was reaching millions of listeners a day at its peak. In the 90s, Muzak's business model switched from productivity to mood. This switch included audio architects that would build custom sonic atmosphere for Muzak's retail customers. By focusing on mood in retail locations, a shopper would likely stay in a store longer and thus purchase more. Muzak officially filed for bankruptcy in 2009 and was bought out by Mood Media in 2013. I hope you were able to learn something new today, or even found a new favorite genre. Just remember, the next time you are browsing the produce section in a grocery store, or you are out on a romantic evening dinner, try to pick up on the cheesy music in the background, and listen to Muzak. This has been the Subgenrepedia with Alex Neal. See you next time.